This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Jussi Juulinen, Managing Director, Anticimex Finland. Jussi, hello.
Thank you. Hi.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Anticimex do?
Anticimex, we are a global pest control company. We operate in 17 different countries in Europe, Pacific Asia, and the US. The main focus is on pest control and especially in digitalized pest control.
You've been leveraging IoT for more than a year now with IFS. What first led you to developing a solution to leverage IoT? Why did you do it?
It was actually because of the process behind the intelligent pest control. We had a lot of digital rodent traps installed and operating, and everything was working fine. But the amount of data was just overwhelming, and the observations and the messages coming from those traps were just almost killing us. So we needed a solution, something automated.
How did you actually process it initially?
Every time something happened on site, the mouse trap or rat trap sent us a message that I have a catch, my battery is about to end, or I have a malfunction. And it sends us an email. We get a lot of emails. 3,000 traps and a few emails per day makes a lot of emails to handle manually.
Quite a few traps. And how many people were administering that?
We had about 10 people in the customer service center, and we just needed one or two persons full-time working on those messages.
Can you talk me through what you did in terms of the pilot phase to change that process to be more scalable?
It means that instead of sending those emails of each and every observation, the IoT platform actually is collecting those observations. And then with some rules, quite a few rules, that they're actually combining those to a manageable work orders for us. And then it automatically creates a work order in IFS. There's no human in between from the observation and when the actual technician gets the work order to his handheld.
How many traps do you now have?
I think we have 3,300 in Finland. Anticimex globally has more than 40,000 traps installed.
You did the pilot phase in Finland, didn't you?
Yes.
Is that rolling out now?
I believe next one will be Sweden, but they are just a little bit behind us. We are forerunners here. Let's see when they will be ready for the phase.
What were the lessons learned through the process?
A few lessons. First, I was a little bit reluctant to have another IT project, because they always take a lot of resources and time and effort from your team. The lesson for me was actually it was fast and it was really robust and working. Even though we were pilot phase, everything was working fast. For me, it was proof that you can have an IT project that is fast and it's operating perfectly.
From a business point of view, what difference did it make? What KPIs did you realize?
We have now a lot of new ideas for business. We had a customer promise in a sales pitch that we are 24/7 access to the situation at customer site in theory. But in practice, we were reading these emails back in the office. So now it's totally different ballgame when we can actually promise the customer and we can keep our promise. So our sales guys has a lot more to tell and they are really boosting the sales as well.
Can you give a percentage?
100% more.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah. It's a really success story also for my team in Finland. And of course, we are comparing to the other guys in Anticimex other countries and we're doing good.
What about the operational benefits internally?
Of course, from the operations perspective, earlier, even though it was 24/7 system, we still have a scheduled maintenance visits 4 times a year, basically. And we have just skipped those. Now we only go when it's needed. If we have to go there every week, we will go. On the other hand, if we only have to go there every 6 months, then we will leave it like this.
Do you know if your visits have dropped off on average?
We are doing less visits, but we're doing them on the right time, the right place.
So the customer's happier?
Customers are really happy.
Do you measure customer satisfaction?
Yes, we do. The NPS is around 60, 60 now.
What advice would you give somebody else contemplating implementing an IoT project?
I would say that don't be scared, because the amount of data you get, trying to handle that manually, it's just too slow, a lot of human errors and inefficient. So I would just go for it.
What you're saying, I think, is that you need to contemplate the end-to-end process because you're going to get lots of data in. You need to work out how to change that into actions automatically.
Exactly.
And then drive those actions not through your operational team, but actually down to the end workforce from your point of view, the field service engineers.
Always when we do, we try to take the end-to-end understanding for the process. To us, this IoT fits just to... It's almost like a standard now. It's a normal life. We don't even think that we have an IoT there.
Has that influenced any other parts of the business? So are you taking data and letting that feed that into your design for your rat traps?
We are just about to take the next steps. Of course, I'm working closely with the Anticimex R&D, our innovation center, and they are, of course, interested in what's happening in Finland. And we're bringing the ideas back. For example, we have had issues with batteries, and the next generation of the products will have a new type of battery technology.
What kind of problems did you have?
We would have wanted them to last longer, and it was difficult to estimate the life cycle of a battery. And many of the maintenance work was just about the batteries. So instead of thinking of the pest control solution solving, we were thinking about the batteries too much in real life.
Why do you have a problem with the batteries?
They last for approximately 3-4 months. We have solar panels, and depending on the weather and all kind of conditions. But now we're aiming at to get to a 1 year lasting batteries.
What kind of information are you drawing from IoT? And then into the secondary question, what kind of information do you think you can get to next?
It has actually a lot to do with the battery. We realized that we could get a lot of information from the batteries. But at the same time, the battery information we have received, the data, is very interesting because it actually showed us the old type of batteries of the life cycle, and we could actually take out from the circulations those faulty batteries. Unfortunately, for that process, we have now the new batteries coming in, so we're going to skip that. We will start from the beginning. But anyhow, it's one of the important parts of the data we are collecting.
Talking to somebody else, I understood that some of the problems with the batteries is because you have such varied range of temperatures, at different temperatures the batteries have to hold their charge longer. Is that right?
It's right, yeah. In Finland, in wintertime, they last shorter period. On the other hand, if you get a lot of activities, a lot of catches, also consumes the battery. The rodents are killed with electricity.
It must be quite big batteries.
I'm not a battery expert, but the batteries are like scooter batteries.
In terms of the statistics you're gathering, do you gather environmental information?
Not yet, but that's one of the ideas that we're going to do in the future. It's also about how the rodents are moving. If you combine that with the weather data and the temperature, actually tells you a lot. Because the pests are moving, it depends on the time of the year and the temperature. We haven't yet really discovered everything what's there, but that's definitely the next area of interest.
What was it like being an early adopter on? Because you were one of the early adopters on the IFS IoT Connector.
It was great. Actually, I'm now here at the IFS conference. I realized how well known we are and how important these early adopter programs are. Actually, for me, first it meant that, I get the solution for free. But also I get a lot of good resources from the IFS R&D. And they really were, everybody was, even though it was a new area, pest control is something totally new for the guys. But they really were interested in them. And it was a fast project, that's what I'm telling.
Everyone lives near a rat, I believe. Not within 3 meters, I think it is. You talked about we're here at IFS World Conference. What's been your takeout this week?
We're working on the next phases in our IFS status is to go for work planning and optimized route planning and all this. We're just about to getting more into this, and I know that our Swedish colleagues have just implemented it in certain areas. I'm learning here, and we will follow them soon.
That's the fleet service management route planning.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You've obviously used this pilot for your rat traps. Are you looking to extend that to any other type of pest control?
Yeah, there will be new products coming out from the R&D guys. Next ones will be handling flying moths and the cockroaches and so. Maybe not for Finland, but for the Southern European countries and US market.
You said Sweden's next for rats. You're planning on rolling out IoT across the globe then?
Swedes will definitely follow us, and also my other colleagues who don't have IFS, but they can still take the IoT, because everybody has this data, and everyone will have this problem with emails coming in. I'm meeting regularly with my colleagues in other countries, and they are jealous for me.
They want IFS?
They want to have the IoT solution, but they need to solve the issue with manual handling of the data coming from the traps.
Obviously, your own team's more efficient now. Does that mean they're working on other tasks, or did you downsize?
We're growing a lot. We're growing more than 20% per year. It's no problem for me. We are measuring the efficiency, and the KPIs, of course, are focusing on that we should be more efficient. So basically, I'm not hiring as much new resources that I would need to do if I wouldn't have the system.
Do you use mapping data for the rat traps, and therefore are you able to do geolocation tracking at all? In terms of then do analysis on that?
We do know exactly in which place the traps are, I mean the coordinates. We haven't yet used the data, but it's on the Innovation Center table that how to actually utilize this information. We don't cover all the areas of the country, But we do know that the certain time of the year, at a certain temperature and geographical location, it has an impact. There are also local conditions that actually makes a difference. Maybe this AI will bring us something.
In the wider business, you're now driving in more actions to deal with these traps across the business. So has that impacted any other areas of the business, like finance, that has put pressure points in different areas?
We call it a smart concept, the digitalized rodent control and pest control. It has so much more value to the customer compared to the traditional visiting a few times a year, compared to 24/7 access and understanding. We're actually getting more money for it. Has more value.
Did you need to upskill any sales teams at all? Because obviously you have changed your business model quite a bit.
We're still selling the peace of mind to our customers. That doesn't change. Of course, those sales guys who have really adopted the possibilities, they're doing great. I'm telling my guys in Finland, the sales guys, that you will remember these days when the sales was, it's not easy, but it works. It goes well.
What is the key competitive advantage that Anticimex are able to deliver now with the digitalization of rat traps?
It's absolutely this total control, 24/7 control, what's happening. Of course, there's also this environmental issue that we are not using any more poisons, or only very rarely. So we're going for this sustainable business model as well, which is much appreciated by the customers.
Your traps also have green power sources as well to supplement the batteries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.